Dr. Sabic, dictating an office note on patient Finley Walker, date of birth is 4/25/2001, date of service is 2/1/2023. The paragraph, the patient is a 21-year-old one female, referred to senior by Dr. Angelina Farrella for evaluation of variation of blood pressure. The paragraph, the patient has past medical history significant 4/1 COVID-19 syndrome, May 2022. Recovered nicely, was treated with a course of bantamzapine treatment protocol, a week intermittent period. Next, mycoplasma pneumonia in January 2020 period. Paragraph, patient has been having problems since June 2022. She has intermittent right-sided headaches, especially for the last 4 months, throbbing in nature, not associated with aura, but sometimes with no sensitivity. This is associated with tingling of right face, right side of the face, right upper and right lower extremity on and off, and variation of her blood pressure in the 130 systolic and the 80s to 90s diastolic. Also, patient reports episodes of nausea and early satiety and episodes of vomiting sometimes. She denied any weight loss, however. She had gained 10 pounds over the last few months. Her appetite is variable, but she reports decreased eating. She is constipated. She goes to the she has a bowel movement every other day. Did not any melena or bright red per rectum. She has no urinary symptoms. She has regular periods. Last period finished 1/31/2023. She gets at least 8 hours of sleep nightly. She does report palpitations and tremors that has been occurring as well along with the symptoms, but no sweating. She does have sometimes orthostatic dizziness. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Her past surgical history is unremarkable. Family history, father is healthy, mother had hypertension, grandfather had diabetes type 2. Allergies, non-drug allergies, medications. Patient does not smoke, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. She was working at a desk job, seasonal working in Alaska, in Fairbanks, period. On physical exam, the vital signs that I've mentioned above, HE and TP present active for light and accommodation, injected conjunctive, the lymphatic sclera, no cervical encephalopathy, no carotid bilaterally. Tympanic membranes were examined and are looking normal ear canal. Morse oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted, the paragraph next couple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sound, irregular rhythm, no sinus 2. No members heard, no friction of her lungs, adhere to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen is soft. She has a epigastric tenderness on palpation of the abdomen and right lower quadrant sensitivity as well, no guarding the bowel rigidity. However, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities. She does have tremors, fine tremors in upper extremities. Examination of her palms reveal erythema, period. Musculoskeletal, she does have episodes of myoclonus that have been witnessed during the exam period. Neuro exam is non-focal, period. Paragraph. Workup was reviewed from Dr. Farrella's office. Her kidney function was normal as well as her liver function and her CBC. Her seborrheic was less than 2. This is from September 2022, period. Assessment and plan. This is a complex presentation. Patient is having headache with neuro symptoms. We need to rule out underlying neurologic disorder. An MRI of the brain will be ordered with and without contrast to rule out multiple sclerosis or intracranial anatomical issue. Also, given her constellation of symptomatology, we are going to rule out pheochromocytoma and vasculitis and hyperthyroidism, period. Also, we're going to renal artery stenosis, period. Patient is going to see me back in 1 week to 10 days for a follow-up to discuss the workup and to formulate a plan for treatment. In addition to that, patient may have underlying gastritis, and she has we're going to check her for H. pylori, and we'll put her on famotidine 40 milligram daily, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Farella, for referring this patient to see me in consultation. I will keep you updated on her progress. We'll see her back in around 1 week to 10 days, as mentioned. We'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Angelina Farella. And report. Farella, and report. Thanks.